The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Just passing out some waters. You're probably the most motherer. Let's start again.
Right. No, that was gold. That was-
No, I mean, we can still leave that in, but I'm going to start again. Hi, this is Dining with Doug and Karen. I'm Doug Benson. Hi.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Karen.
I'm Karen Anderson. Yellow.
That's her thing now. She says that. She goes, yellow. And that's why I was having such a hard time, because I'm so not anxious to hear her do that. And this.
What a rat.
Yeah. Also not here today is Katie Money. We have Aristotle Cash is here. And joining us, you excited, Karen?
I can't even believe he's here.
I can't believe it's been this long.
I know.
How many episodes have we done?
30-something.
We do a quick count. No way. It's got to be more than 30.
I don't know. 40-something? 50?
I don't know.
It's been a few.
How long has it been?
It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how many we do, though.
We don't do them very often. But he's finally here. I guess part of the reason that he hasn't been front of mind for being a guest on the show is because he does not eat meat.
Right. Mm.
And if one of our chefs brings like a completely no-meat meal, I'm going to flip this table. And possibly
I don't know what that means.
Dive through the just anger.
Yeah.
Well, he's
at no meat.
Oh, I see. On a regular basis.
On a regular. When have we done name an episode other than the alcohol one?
Sarah Silverman.
She didn't want meat?
No, we didn't have meat.
And we
for
didn't
her.
Have any meat at all.
And there was someone else we didn't have meat for. We've had a few.
Didn't you bring vegan stuff to the PodFest? I remember eating. You were like, Graham, you got to come check.
Yeah. There might have been like an item that was
vegan.
But anyway, Graham Elwood's here.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you right then, because normally I scare you when we're going to eat. That's normally when it happens.
You know what those sunglasses
are?
I don't know what's coming.
Graham is the host of. Oh, that's good. I like that.
It's weird.
I like that you don't know what's coming.
Like, he's the Terminator of podcast hosts.
Uh-huh. And, you know, you'll hear it at the end of the show. I say a famous Terminator catchphrase to wrap it up at the end. It's a pretty clever way to end the show, I have to say.
It's time for the dessert.
How does it go?
You could have gone with I'll Be Back or Hasta La Vista, Baby, and you decided to make up one.
Where are the handy wipes?
That's a famous one.
Do I have anything on my face?
You'd tell me if something was between my teeth, right? Like, you cool?
Can I have some more bread?
Well, it's a to-go bag.
That would be a very typical request from him, although I don't think Terminators, per se, would need to eat anything, right? Or does he?
I don't think they eat.
I don't think I've ever seen a scene of the Terminator having a meal.
Yeah, that would.
Is this gluten-free?
That would be a good little short, The Terminator Eats.
There's probably going to be a lot of movie talk on this episode. Graham Elwood and I both love talking movies.
I went on a movie binge this weekend.
Can I give a little plug for our guest real quick?
Well, everyone knows who he is for the
comedy, film, nerds, Karen, go.
Well, I have that book signed by Graham.
What?
I have that book signed.
Oh, that's nice. It's not just a book. It's a podcast.
That's right.
I know.
It's everything, actually.
But I have a book by him that he wrote.
Right.
Signed.
When did I give you that?
Must have been
I bought it from you.
Festival.
I bought it from you in, I bought it from you
in St. Louis?
Indiana. Or maybe St. Louis.
One of those, who cares? What's the difference?
Hey, I did the first annual Jash Fest out in Palm Springs. You would love it.
What is Jash Fest?
It's, you know, Jash, the company that does Getting Doug with High and other things, was founded by Sarah Silverman, Reggie Watts, Michael Sarah, Tim and Eric and somebody else I'm missing, Adam Carolla. And they had their first annual festival, and it's a comedy festival. And I had to book my show with all people that smoke weed, but I didn't realize there'd be so much comedy there that's non-weed related. So
nice.
Next year we got to put your name in the hopper. Maybe we could do a Dining with Doug and Karen out there.
That'd be great. Yeah. You know, it's I live in Glendale, California. And I opened
home of the Alex Theater where I'll be on Wednesday night. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Well, no, I open up the paper. No, actually, let me just tell you how nice my husband is. I'm in bed, sitting there, laying in bed. I worked for 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day. It was a lot for me in a row. And here he comes. Coffee. Isn't that nice?
Nice man.
Throws me the paper. Who's on the cover?
Of the paper?
I mean, of the part that he's
the part that he folded it open for you. I got really
Doug
excited.
Benson.
It was like right next to Trump or something.
Doug Benson, and in it he mentions all, you know, everything. They have a nice interview with him. You were very well spoken. And
you think?
Yeah. And then he said he also does Dining with Doug and Karen. I got a shout out.
Nice.
In my hometown paper.
That a girl.
Glendale News and Press.
You know how we can get you some more juice? We should change it. My friends Opie and Jim do a show called Opie and Jim Norton.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Opie just goes by Opie.
Some more juice.
And people, you know, people know who the Doug is if I'm telling people to listen to something. But we should call it Dining with Doug and Karen Anderson.
Hi.
Yes.
You know, not the high at the end. Maybe a yellow.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
I don't need any
we
more
just
juice.
Adjust the logo a little bit, make it a smaller plate.
What do I want juice for?
You don't want any juice?
What am I going to do with it?
All right. Dang. Then let's.
I'll do it. All
right. This is what I've been trying to drive at the whole time. I want your name out of the title. Tried to trick you.
Do you think it'll send me over the top, though? Maybe.
I think people will get much more excited about you as an individual. Who's this Karen, people say? And then they can go, Karen Anderson.
All right.
Still don't know who that is.
Let's switch it up.
I got a full name.
Like, I think, because if we were to call the greatest movie ever rolled with Doug and Graham Elwood, I think I would have seen a huge spike in numbers.
Well, why don't we do that? You don't have it anymore?
Well, it's harder to go back and change the title of the movie
that a bunch of people have already seen.
Oh, the movie. Yeah, the stand-up movie. I love that movie, by the way. Shows a good insight to stand-up, I think.
It is. You get to see the road.
It's what the road is like without being a, like, here's what the road is like movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just live it.
I love stand-up documentaries.
Just make it happen.
It's out there. We're in
what?
It.
I love stand-up documentaries.
You do.
Documentaries. You know what I saw? So anyway, it's not a documentary, but you guys will get a kick out of this, I'm sure. So I saw, I went on a crazy.
We got to get to food eventually.
Talk. I don't know why, but I just laid on the couch. I never do this. Watch movies all day long until nighttime. And I started with Rockstar with
Mark Wahlberg. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
that's a great film.
God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
It was a guilty pleasure.
It is pretty amazing how. Wrong, how tone deaf the entire movie is to the kind of person he's supposed to be playing.
I don't even know what year it was.
That'd be a good one to do an interruption of if we haven't already.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, it's just very, there's a vagueness to us. I just saw this movie. Have you seen Green Room yet?
No.
Dude.
Patrick Stewart's good in it?
He's great, but the thing that's most great about it is it's a horror movie, but it's like, it sets itself apart from a lot of the other garbage. Like, uh-oh, movie emergency coming in. Graham, what's happening?
This is either a movie or surf. No, it's a surf buddy. This is a surf emergency.
Surf report. You're going to have to wear a full jacket tomorrow. Half suit, full jacket.
There's a swell coming in, guys. There is a swell hitting Southern California, all south-facing beaches.
Sorry.
Could pipeline. You find a
pipeline.
Surf report if you needed to?
I guess on the
internet.
There's apps.
But yeah, they don't say them on the radio anymore, do they?
No, it would be. I wish
they
did.
Have you ever gone to that one in Half Moon Bay, that biggie?
No.
To look at it, I mean?
No, I'd love to. I'd love to see Mavericks. I'd love to watch
Mavericks,
it.
Mavericks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway... You watch movies all day, and we're only through one movie with lots of digressions.
Oh, yeah.
No, but you were talking about Green Room.
Oh, yeah, Green Room. It's the reason I brought it up is because, unlike Rockstar, it knows its milieu.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like a punk rock band playing in a club. They just got derailed and on a tour, and they ended up having to play a white supremacist club.
Patrick Stewart is a white supremacist?
I don't want to give anything away, but at least half of that is true just if you look at him.
Right.
So it's really gets like the punk band and the music they play and the reaction to it and all that stuff. It's they get it all right, you know? And then on top of that, it's a crazy ass horror movie.
Well, I mean, my favorite thing, I will put food and movies together. Uh-huh. One of my new favorite things, because there's two food movie theaters that have opened up in the West Side where I live.
They have one here, too.
That wasn't a signal for you. That was just me fist pumping because he's putting foods and movies together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it, Graham.
Fist pump food movie.
Here we go.
Which has the reclining chairs and then the Cinemark one that my girlfriend and I go to almost every week is fantastic. Full menu. You sit there. They bring it with the tray. It's the greatest way. I've enjoyed so many horrible movies.
Metal knives and forks and real plates, though?
Yeah, real plates. Real plates and fake forks. Loud. Fake
plastic.
Forks, plastic forks.
Okay. But somebody could get like a steak there. It's mostly finger foods.
Well, there's burgers, there's sandwiches, there's salads, there's, you know, there's.
I eat all of those with my fingers.
Yeah. And is it annoying the people eating? It doesn't bother you, obviously.
No.
Because the people behind me yesterday at the movies, I wanted to kill them.
Oh, well, that's because that's part of the problem is that when people just smuggle in their shit and crinkle their wrappers and chew real loud and eat stuff that smells, you know, not like popcorn. I love that smell. I love that permeates movie theaters. But when somebody brings in some weird ass sandwich from somewhere and I got to smell it, not get a taste of it. No good.
No.
NG. But it's like isolated. Whereas like if you go to the Alamo Drafthouse theaters, which is I think they're the ones that do movie food perfectly. Everybody's eating. So first of all, you don't mind hearing people eating while you're eating.
And they probably
you know, it's like being in a restaurant. They get the volumes good, but they also just they have a very stealthy staff.
Yeah.
And like we were just saying, like the plates, you know, the plates and the thing, they can't clink. You know, you can't make noises with it really. A lot of times they just bring it to you like in a tin. You just eat out of it like a you know animal. But there's a table in front of you. There's like a bar in front of you that you can put your food down on. And they bring drinks also, and they do it all very quietly.
Alamo Drafthouse, I think, does the best in terms of the servers. They have that dialed in.
Yeah, but the servers can be bad at some of these other places. They'll walk right up and ask questions out loud and stuff.
But I will say the chairs at the AMC.
Those things are nuts.
They're ridiculous. They're recliners.
Have you been to IPIC?
No.
Out in Pasadena?
No.
Like some of the screens have like 8 seats or 14 seats. It's like first class in a plane.
Nice.
And like you can lay out there's one in Westwood too, Pasadena and Westwood, and I was so stretched out and so full of food and alcohol at the most recent Spider-Man reboot, the sequel to that.
Right.
I saw that there. And I took huge naps during it.
Oh, yeah. I can't see a movie there too late. Like, we can't.
Oh, you'll go to sleep.
Yeah, you go 10 o'clock or midnight, you're
forget it.
Fucking
it's impossible.
Effed.
It's impossible.
You're totally fucking
because
effed.
I've said, like, hey, maybe we'll see this 10:15. And my girlfriend always goes, huh, are you sure? Do you think you can make it through that? Or
wow, she's really down like a real albatross around your neck.
She's really.
You should really
we don't need to hear that much about
does she
sex
listen
life,
to this
Graham.
Podcast?
I don't think so.
Why do I think Graham hears that all the time?
We're talking a lot of shit about her right now.
Yeah.
Graham, do you think you can make it through this when God only knows what they're doing at the time? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Sex.
I don't get it.
Get it.
Oh, the sex thing? Is that a type of food? I don't understand.
So speaking of food, and we'll talk more about movies later.
Yeah, I got another story
plenty
for
to
you.
Say. I also have a story from out on the street. I'm just going to get it out right now.
Out on the street? Wow, Doug.
I'm walking here. I was walking down Sunset Boulevard, and I was hewing close to the building, and a woman was approaching me who was also close to the building. And so I jumped out of the way last minute, but as I jumped out of the way, she goes, "Ladies always on the left."
What?
Sorry, it wasn't alliteration. She said, "Ladies on the inside, always." And I went, "That's a good rule." As she's kept.
How old would you say?
She was older, but not an old lady. Like probably just older than me or about the same age, but also kind of had a real on the spectrum kind of quality.
I see.
You know, when a person says something like that as you're walking by them, "Ladies on the inside."
Yeah.
The old oldest thing I've ever heard.
That's not a normal.
But I think it's from back in olden times because people used to throw all their shit out the window. And so if the person standing closest to the curb would get the brunt of it.
So that's why the man would wear top hats.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah.
No, we just gang made up this stupid shit that nobody cares about.
I thought the lady should be on the inside for protection from the out from the street.
Right.
Area.
Also, like a car could hit a puddle.
Yes.
And that's no good. Or there could be a horse going by that's just wildly shitting.
We're just doing all these bad radio.
How do you like them apples?
Woo!
So there's a horse.
So, I swear to you, I have a slide whistle at home that is sitting on a table by the door, and I almost brought it. And I was like, nobody wants to listen to comics with their hands on a fucking slide whistle. So what's the food today? Who's our chef that you sought out personally?
Yeah, I sought out. He's in my neighborhood, and his name's Jeremy Swan. He was my neighbor. Well, he's still my neighbor, but he moved like a little bit down the street. But he has a restaurant in our little Kenneth Village in Glendale. It's like this little mini village, and it's called Mi Corazon, which is my heart.
Mi Corazon.
And it's organic, Mexican, passed down generation family recipes, that kind of thing. And it's just great to have in our neighborhood. We only have a couple of restaurants, and he's just fantastic.
That's how dumb I am. I saw the word organic and like, hey, Graham, do you want to do the show? It's going to be right up your alley.
But
I realized, but organic could still have meat.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but it's really good food.
So he's bringing veggie stuff for Graham and meat for us?
Mm-hmm. He said he's just going to bring a bunch of stuff. And when he came in, he brought... as if he was catering a wedding. So I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm so hungry.
I'm looking forward to the cake.
I'm looking forward to catching a garter.
I swear, if I did ever get married, the first thing I would do, instead of, you know, how the bride and groom take a bite and they shove it in each other's faces, the two of us would just shove the whole cake onto the floor, do everybody a favor. Because the cake's not ever that great anyway, and we could buy a really shitty one, just make it look nice,
and then just
destroy it.
That sounds like a great wedding,
right?
You've seen me how I react to donuts.
What do you do?
If somebody gives me donuts, I will throw them.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because I don't want them.
Oh, but do you?
Somebody else will catch them.
I ate a lot of M&Ms today, by the way, for no reason.
Why? How many?
They're from the movies.
What do you mean? You got M&Ms at the movies and didn't finish them at the movies?
I have a ton of them. So I ate them, and now I'm a little wired. I don't eat a lot of candy.
Yeah, I could eat a peanut M&M all day.
Oh, yeah? Just one?
Just one.
Just eat it.
Just
suck on it.
Gnaw on it.
Gnaw at it in really, really tiny.
They're having three new flavors that you can vote on. Chili
nut. Okay, you know them all?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'll tell you which one.
Which one do you like?
I'm psyched about.
Chili nut, coffee nut. You like coffee nut?
Coffee nuts.
And then the other one's
sweet.
The other one's honey nut. Honey nut?
I like anything flavored coffee, even though I'm not a coffee drinker.
I'm the same way. I do not like coffee, but a coffee flavored treat, I'm in. But I got to tell you that the chili nut sounds exciting to me.
Coffee ice cream is one of my favorite.
It explodes after the end. Well, you tasted it for this thing I just did.
Yeah, chili nut can F off for,
That's the one everyone wanted. I know you're not that into, but that was the overall winner.
That's one people went crazy for. Yeah.
Honey nuts,
no one cared.
Who cares? Yeah, because you can just go. You just get a honey nuts. You just get a honey roasted peanuts. You just go buy that on their own. Why would you need to mess with whatever the hell M&M's doing?
Yeah, we don't.
Like, come up with something new, like coffee nut. You're talking about.
Does your girlfriend eat meat?
No, she's a vegetarian.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
that worked out.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, should we bring him up?
I think it's happening. 2 minutes, we're saying.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, let me just tell you, though, seriously, they brought a shitload of food. Like, I can't even believe it. So I said, I don't want it to go to waste. I feel bad. You guys brought so much food. And he goes, well, that's why we brought all these to-go boxes.
Oh, okay.
So get ready for having to cook dinner tonight.
I'm in town for another day or two. I could have a refrigerator full of Mexican.
At least some salsa and chips, you know? I don't know what he brought.
That's going home.
I have no idea what he brought. Yeah. They have a great mole, though. It's really delicious.
Oh, I love mole.
Mole is so good.
And they have their salsa so good. He said he's going to tell me about it. I told him I love the salsa, but I'll save it for the podcast. It's very exciting, everyone. The salsa story is coming.
I'm excited. Mole sauce. I want to hear more about the mole sauce.
Yeah, I want to know how they do it.
Really?
I believe isn't it like a different chocolate?
Pull some secrets out of his heart?
Like
out of his heart.
Out of his
heart. Out of his heart.
It's going to be one dude?
Jeremy and his chef.
Okay. So do we need two chairs? Who's going to do the talking?
No, Jeremy will talk. Yeah. Jeremy will talk, and he has a lot of tattoos, so don't get nervous.
Why would that make us nervous?
I don't know. Just warning you. He also has a tattoo parlor.
How many of them are swastikas? Because I have my limits.
No more than five.
One on each arm.
Only two. That's it. It's okay. He's my neighbor. It's fine.
If there's a pot leaf under it, that
counteracts it.
Yeah. So while he's coming up, I'll just tell you what. So my cousin went to the movies yesterday, and it was empty. And so there was like two people in there, and she goes to get a drink.
What shit-ass movie only had two people on a Sunday?
I hate to say it, but Melissa McCarthy's new movie, Boss.
The Boss.
Okay, because it's been out for a week or so, yeah. And there's
no one was
other
in there.
Big
so
releases.
So she comes back in, and what's happening? By the way, this is not bringing food and movies together, but it does involve the mouth.
You're going to tell us a story with your mouth?
Yeah, that's right. So the girls bully the guy. She walked in, there's only...
Whoa.
And she goes, that is a meal.
And she goes, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And she goes, get out! She told them to get out. She was the only person in the movie theater then.
And scream, get out.
She said, get out, and they did.
Later, did she feel like she overreacted, or...
No, I don't think you want to be the only person in there when people are blowing each other.
Right, but yelling, get out at them, I think if you just kind of stood there and went, hey, what's up, they'd probably leave out of embarrassment, maybe.
I don't know, but...
Get out like it's her house, like you interrupted her?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what she said. She said, this is all I heard.
Or they stop, and then it doesn't happen again. And if she hears sucking sounds, then you yell, get out.
Oh, I see. You give them
Or if the movie's boring, you know...
Then you just let them do it?
Turn around or something?
Wait, I'm confused.
She
yelled, get out, to the blowjob couple?
Yeah.
Oh, and they ran.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because they feel shame.
But that seems really
I misread the story. I thought the girl giving the blowjob was like, get out!
I told her to get out.
That was like hilarious. I was like, what? She's got a lot of nerve, this one.
Get out! We're busy!
I don't need it. Oh, boy.
What kind of blowjob is this?
I don't know.
I like a lady with some enthusiasm.
Somebody who gnaws.
I want it to sound like they're having a terrible time.
Sounds like The Revenant. I don't know why.
Exactly.
Just like a bear.
Oh, get out! Bear blowjob.
Yeah, so I thought that's never happened to me. I've never walked in and saw two people doing that. Have you? You've got to know a million movies.
Movie theater where it's kind of empty?
Like maybe you think someone's doing something, but you don't see it right there in front of your eyes.
Movie theater's more for like solo action.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Solo action?
Because if people were doing that and law enforcement came along, it'd be just as bad as masturbating in there, right? It's a public sex.
Yeah.
So they'd go to jail.
That's start what whipping popcorn it. Boxes for. Yeah. I saw a diner.
Oh, yeah.
She should have, as they were running out, she should have been like, sorry, off-duty officer. It was just reflex. It just feels like I would be embarrassed if I yelled, get out, like at people doing that.
She wouldn't be.
She just, that
no,
was.
She's very.
Okay. I would.
Very,
it works. It works.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. I would walk.
I'd be afraid they go, no, we bought tickets.
She would then go get the manager or the police. I swear to God, she's like that kind of person.
I would stand behind the guy and start whacking off.
The police? She'd march back in there with police and stand around and ruin her whole day to get those people arrested?
I swear, just for the point of it, probably, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she'd get her money back, first of all. And she'd probably get like a couple extra tickets somehow.
I take it all back. The get out tactic is probably the best way to go. And she got to watch it all by her lonesome?
I guess so.
Because I love it when that happens. Oh. I text like a motherfucker when that happens.
You praise
everybody I know. What's up?
You're like, everyone blow each other so you get kicked out.
Yeah.
I want to be here by myself.
Start sucking dicks. I need to watch this movie alone.
I noticed you're the only two people in here. Could you fucking start getting it on now, please? Before the trailers start?
Oh, snap.
Here he is.
Howdy, guys.
Look at what he brings. He's got
a big tub of
good
expected goodness.
Oh, my
no
God.
Way.
Starting with margarita.
Oh, no. My day is ruined.
Oh, we can't have this?
Yeah.
Jeremy
Swan. Graham doesn't drink, unfortunately, so I'll have to have two.
Okay, guys.
Did your girlfriend drink?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Who's driving your car?
I might as well reveal the gag. I wanted to just talk about her like she wasn't in the room the whole time, right in front of her face to make you answer questions. But Graham's girlfriend Lindsay is here watching today. And sorry, we got probably a few things going on now. Can we get the door
This is Jeremy
locked
Kwan,
up. Hey,
everybody.
Jeremy, there's your microphone. You don't have to get too close to it,
okay,
but just try to ballpark it. Nice to meet you, man.
You as well, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing this.
It's kind of bright in here.
Oh, good.
I'm
Look
being ridiculous
this.
With the sunglasses. There's no
Two
reason
sunglasses.
To have them on here in the well,
keep them on.
Louis de Palma
ahead,
suite.
Whatever you need. Yeah? Oh, no, okay. All three of you.
Well,
oh, I have some, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Karen, come on.
I can wear them.
If you don't have sunglasses on, I'm going to yell, get out!
Well, you know what? We're going to, right now, at this point, pretend that you're on, like, some beach, Cancun, let's pick it, and because you have some margaritas, and I got chips and salsa coming around, so.
Nice.
Salute.
This is, this is as far away as you can get from that.
I was telling the boys that you are in our neighborhood at Mi Corazon, and it stands for my heart, right?
Yes, it does.
And tell us a little bit about the restaurant, because I kind of think it's a family recipe restaurant, but, I, you know, this is chit-chatting one day in the restaurant with someone.
Yeah. Okay, so since they're already on some chips, let me go ahead and talk about some of these salsas real quick, and then I can
I love the salsa.
Around, because you can't have it with, you know, the chip without the salsa. We have a pico de gallo.
Mm-hmm.
And then this looks like ketchup. I'm just kidding. this is a habanero cream. So it's kind of
Karen, try that one. It's spicy.
Mm-hmm. We have your classic house-made guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that started it all, why the whole restaurant is there, why Mi Corazon is there, this is the serrano chili salsa. This stuff, we designed it so it's not too hot. It's just something that you pretty much want to spoon feed to yourself. And so
spoon it.
Yep.
I love a spoon. Let's see. Here we go, Doug. There you are.
Thank you.
Mm.
That's amazing. I brought chips because I figured that would be the most annoying thing for any podcast listener to have to hear.
We're all trying to lean back on the mic. Apologies to the listeners, but unfortunately, when chips are involved, there's going to be some loud chewing.
This habanero cream thing is amazing.
Oh,
what exactly is all in this?
What are you writing a goddamn book?
Oh, shit. He had it ready to go. He's
recording everything you're saying.
Yeah, you guys probably put out some podcast cookbook, and you're going to sell
a
ton of them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
And then where
Steal
will I
every
be?
Every chef's recipe and put it in there.
Yeah.
No, no. How much can you tell us? I mean, if it's secret stuff, we respect that.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is. Particularly the serrano that I want to talk about. That's just basically serrano chilies.
That's this one?
That's that one.
That is really good.
Yeah, so my wife.
My wife!
Vanessa Swan. She She's raised by her grandmother, didn't really live with her parents, and her grandmother was always cooking, but you know, when you're young, you never want to sit there and do anything that your grandma says.
Mm-hmm.
But she watched and she kind of soaked it in through osmosis. And so years later, she decided, I want to open up a restaurant. I'm like, you're crazy. Like, we already have our other careers, and she kept saying, where can we get non-GMO food? Where can we get Mexican food with organic meats? No lard in the beans, things that we like. Where can we get it? I've got no restaurant experience. Karen?
I'm thinking the whole time I think he's the chef that lives down the street.
No, I have a totally, like, another existence.
You're a tattoo, tattoo, yeah.
I'm a tattoo artist of 22 years. And serial texter. Sorry, I should turn that off. So we decided, fuck it, let's open up our own. And that's what we did. We had no prior restaurant experience. We worked as catering together when we were, like, first married. But no experience.
The restaurant's great, though.
Sometimes, though.
But we did it.
I think that I've heard that story from other restaurant people. Like, obviously, you need to know how to run the business. But I know a lot of people sometimes coming in with sort of fresh eyes on things. Because I think in any industry, you can get caught up in it. Well, it's always done this way. And if you come in with fresh eyes, then you can go like, well, let's make a habanero cream. Like,
yeah. Well, we had a lot of,
you know, like, it's great.
My wife had learned a lot of cooking. The salsa particularly, it took her like 10 years of this and that and trying to get it right. And then it was kind of like, it came to this crossroads point where she's like, okay, I want to bottle the salsa. It's ready. And then it switched to, wait, I want a restaurant. I'm like, okay, you got to pick one. You know, we're not doing both.
I want it now.
And so we figured, well, salsa is just salsa. If we open up a restaurant, then we can have pozole, which is up next.
Oh!
Oh, pozole!
This is pozole verde, which is not vegetarian, but it is made with organic chicken. So if you are somewhat okay...
He won't have that.
But maybe his girlfriend will.
No, she's vegetarian.
I knew it!
She turned you, didn't she?
No.
Yes, it happens.
I've
to
been
me.
A vegetarian since she was five.
She that sounds weird. She she's drinking alcohol though, and he doesn't drink. So that's
oh, okay.
So they have their differences.
All right.
There's well, stuff there. There's stuff there that'll put a lifelong wedge into
vegan.
The...
Okay. I have a bean. I have a bean for him. I think.
A lifelong wedge. Yeah, she drinks and I surf, and then things get weird.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're drowning, she's not in a good position.
She's not going to be like, ah, I told you not to get on that board with a shark. Mm.
Well, yeah, this is good. Well, he brought you some stuff too, Graham.
She gets drunk. She's mean.
I did bring you some stuff.
Yeah. But also, not unlike when you, whenever you eat Mexican food, you got this down. I always eat way too many chips.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And now with these amazing sauces that you provide,
right.
I could just have a meal of just a bunch of chips.
And some people do.
And that, yeah, she
worry.
Tried that already.
We don't allow you to get walk? Filled up on chips because...
You don't? Do you come around like smack them out of our hands and...
Pretty much.
Knock it off
you
the
table?
You
get one free basket. One. And after
oh,
that,
and more baskets cost more money.
Yeah.
Because they all just give you endless ones.
I've had people
that's
go
why you
and
go
order
glutton on it.
Beans and then chips and salsa and then like they eat their weight
Oh, I didn't notice
stuff.
That.
Oh, it happens. It happens.
Oh, this soup is so good.
I would notice.
I think soup's my favorite thing, maybe.
Really?
I'm a soup fanatic. Yeah. And I love, and I've just good. Recently been having pozole. In fact, I'm going to make some Wednesday.
Oh, well, I'll have to try yours.
Mm. You want kids like that?
I'm sure it'll be great. I mean, I've heard tale of your chicken bread.
Chicken bread?
Yeah.
Who told it to you? Oh, did you listen to something? My chicken. Oh, that's a. Who's the chicken bread? That's a Jackie Cation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, she makes chicken bread.
That's going in the recipe book.
Mm. Oh yeah, this is good.
I can't. If you I'm guys you bottled like this habanero cream thing, I would buy the shit out of it.
I know. It's really good. It's almost too good. It's like one of those things where you want it so bad, and then you get it, and you're like, I can't have too much. It's kind of like marriage. That way.
I can't be married too much.
So let's see, what else do we want to know about it? First of all, I think we should tell people where this little village is, because people don't know about it. I mean, it's like a hidden gem. People always say, I had no idea this was here.
It's referred to as
the it
hidden,
is?
Hidden gem of Glendale.
It's just this little strip of very Americana, and maybe that's why they call the Americana the Americana, by the way.
Because Glendale's just the only...
the whole place is so place Americana?
I don't know. Well, this little neighborhood we live in is...
Yeah.
It looks like
it's
you're...
It's like throwing back to the Wonder Years era, 50s. My grandmother was actually born on Isabel Street.
Mm.
Straight up home birth. And then my grandfather, he was, you know, he went to Glendale. My grandmother went to Hoover. So they were rivals.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, the old Romeo and Juliet story.
They're still, no one killed each other.
So what we're saying...
No one didn't commit suicide.
What we're saying is that fans of mine who are coming to see Getting Dug with High live on Wednesday night at the Alex Theater in Glendale should pop by for, an early dinner.
Uh-huh, up in
late afternoon dinner at Mi Corazon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And have all these things that we're going to tell you about today.
Uh-huh.
And then, and then come see my show.
That sounds like a great night.
Sounds like a perfect 420.
A great night.
Continue. Graham? Next question.
Next question, sir.
Next
question. How dare you? No, this is... So where did the, ideas to come with sort of experiment with some of this stuff? Were you just, play with, let's try this and this? Or did, was it, an accident? Like, you got your cream in my habanero. Wait, no.
So that one has been... It's kind of like one of those low-pro salsas that... Low-profile. Nobody really knows that they exist. It's not because everybody is more into the pico de gallo or the fresh kind of a thing. It's out there. You can find versions of it. But we had it here and there at different restaurants, and we're like, we got to get a version of that. And so we worked on it. We did all of the dishes. The truth be told, though...
here we go.
I am not... I'm not a chef, okay? I'm a guy that, when my wife said she wanted a restaurant, I figured out a way to do it. And that's kind of where all this was born. She was messing with the food. She was playing with food. I was building the restaurant in there every day. And she was in the kitchen every day just perfecting her mole and her verde sauces and everything. And I would come home and have to eat three versions of mole. And it's like, oh my God, too much mole. But it was great. It was really neat to see, her, how she created these things and this and that and redoing it and notebooks piled high and of all her different ideas. And we just got really
concise. Did you fall in love all over again?
Every day I wake up, I do.
Oh, come on. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
It's like I paper.
This is
That's why
Graham,
the restaurant's called My Heart.
You got to live up to this guy.
I know.
You got your girlfriend here.
Yep.
Yeah, she's always drinking mojitos.
Whatever she wants, you got to build it and then name it after your heart for her.
All right. Heart surfboard.
That's what he did. She doesn't want a surfboard.
So what,
who cares what
she
wants?
We have some other things prepared too, right?
Yes, yes, we do.
All right.
We've got, do you want me to?
I mean, you wouldn't talk that much of amazing mole and then not lay some on us, would you?
That's what they call a cliffhanger, but I didn't.
Oh, I like a cliffhanger. All right, dude. Yeah, right. Whatever else you got, bring it. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Oh.
I love that.
I'm already. This is what I do whenever I eat Mexican. I'm already
too many chips.
I'm already perfectly full.
Mm. I love.
I could walk away right now. I've had enough of this tequila.
I can't.
I've had enough chips. I've had enough of soup.
It's yummy though, isn't it?
I'm done. Bring me the flan.
habanero cream thing. Mm-hmm. You would think it'd be really super duper hot, right? It's not.
Mm-mm. That's what I like about it because usually. Just having habanero in the title of anything always sort of scares me off sometimes. I mean, I like spicy food, but habanero can
it's just
make my eyes bleed.
Like too much.
But then the cream, it's like a little sweet. Oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah.
This stuff's really good, too.
That's what I love.
I could eat spoonfuls of that stuff.
Well, the thing is,
it's like soup.
Yeah, he said just drink it.
There's like four different things I'm dipping chips into. I love this. Little guac, little pico, little bing.
Right,
little
but you're going to be the customer he hates that comes in, does that with the free chips, and then doesn't order anything.
Yeah.
Well, he'll order another. He'll order another thing of chips, and they'll have to pay for it. Then it'll be good.
That's the new rule.
And then that is $75.
The second bowl of chips
sucker you in.
They also have
no more things to dunk them in. No more chips unless you give us $75.
Well, also, what's kind of fun about this place is like from my house. You just walk down. You walk like five blocks, and you're in this cute little village, right? Uh-huh. And he has these little outside tables, and they have breakfast on the weekend. They have breakfast every day, but it's just nice. You just go down there. You know, everyone knows each other, kind of thing. You sit out. You have some nice food. Like he says, it's all organic. It's all really good food. And you just have a nice little little breakfast. You know, a little.
He's
waves.
Back already.
Good Lord.
Guys. Yes.
What did you bring this time?
We do have the vegan version here. I'm sorry, vegetarian.
Thank you, sir.
There's a cream sauce in
there.
That's
at
cool,
that.
Man. Yeah. I'm all good.
So you get it. Well, we're doing.
I feel everything. If you kill some cream, you should eat it.
Doug.
Yes.
This is insane.
So this is really like a surf and turf. We have a potato cake, which is made of.
Oh. Didn't hit. Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Hey, just real quick, the 3-second rule or the 5-second rule, I just heard is a complete myth that it's dirty the second it hits the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That it's immediate.
True. Oh, yeah, I heard
there's
that.
No.
I'm going to have to mention that to my servers over at just so they're up to speed on current
I wasn't
regulation.
Bringing your own.
Do you have like a big sign, 3-second rule hanging on?
It does not apply.
No good. Okay, so I'm sorry, continue.
Oh, yeah. So this is a potato corn cake, big chunks of hominy corn. The sauce on there is a rajas, so it's a cream sauce, and it's just super delicious. And then the beef you're eating, it's grass-fed beef, so, you know, it's had a somewhat of a pleasant diet before it made its way to you. Mm-hmm. And then the shrimps, wild-caught jumbo. And that's the deal. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
I love this. And the vegetarian version is amazing.
Yep.
And my girlfriend tried it. She loved it, too.
The julienne veggies there.
Zucchini, yeah, so explain to me everything that's in this in my version. So the potato cake is still the same.
Yeah,
right?
Potato cake is the same. The sauce is the same. But we just put calabacitas, which basically means vegetables. And we julienne them up, bell pepper, red onion, zucchini, but there's something about it, right? The flavor, a little bit of oil with garlic, and
yeah, the sauce is what's so fantastic. Oh, yeah. So then, this is like an appetizer on your menu, or
no? This this would be a meal that would come with rice and beans. Which
oh my God.
And the beans?
Because I was just going to say, this is, I would be fine with this as a meal.
This, yeah.
This is a meal.
It doesn't
look huge,
but it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's really,
this is your basic meat and potatoes dish, too.
These are all these nice
poblano
peppers. I love those, too.
They're really good.
Yeah, that's a creamy deliciousness.
That's so good. That's so good, man.
And I could easily eat the non-meat version of this easily.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing I got to say is, and I can't stop talking about the habanero cream sauce, but it really sets the stage for this item quite well. Like, it complements it. I think it's perfect.
Good. Well, this is a pretty mild meal as far as, like, it's not overly spicy. Mm-hmm. It's... I don't even think you would necessarily think that this is something that would be served in a Mexican restaurant.
No, I was just going to say, it's like, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's, but well, it has pepitos in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, pepitos.
But I would think you could easily add, like, real spice to this if you wanted.
Don't worry, Karen, the spice is coming.
Oh, good God.
So these are vegan beans.
Thank you, sir.
Beans, and also our rice is vegan. So any vegan can start off from square one with something to eat, beans and rice. Most people put lard in their beans and chicken stock in their rice, so.
Oh, man.
Perfected it without that.
You guys are great.
You'd like still eat that, though, in a pinch, though, Graham, wouldn't you?
I, you know, when I'm on the road, I would say I'm vegan in L.A. When I'm on the road and I'm eating, like, Mexican food at a regular restaurant, I just sort of don't ask, don't tell. I don't.
You just can't. You don't have choices sometimes.
Well, I don't order meat. Like, I'm not going to order meat, but I'm not going to ask, is the beans have lard in it? Because I'm just like.
Is the broth?
Then all I'm eating is like salad and chips.
Yeah, because around the country, it's not probably the most common thing to have.
No.
Yeah. But there, I am actually seeing more vegetarian and vegan restaurants popping up around the country. Even in smaller towns.
How much traveling do you get to do?
A lot. Yeah. Not as much as I was. The last 2 years has been a little less, but a lot. Like,
is there rice in the beans?
No. There's beans in the rice.
Really? It's really good.
Yeah.
It's like little...
No, that's just the queso fresco probably. Or maybe the way we matched up.
No, it tastes like
that's
beans.
That's the queso fresco.
Queso fresco.
You don't know anything.
No, but look, that's not beans on top.
No, I thought there's little pieces of rice in there, I thought.
Oh, she thought it was rice.
But that's the stuff from the...
That's the cheese, right?
Because it's not cheese. Regular... This isn't regular... like sometimes...
Oh, Larry, cheese!
Those are organic beans. So, who knows? They don't grow the same size. You get different, you know? It's just at nature's will.
It's really good. I mean, I don't know how we're going to eat anything else. I mean, seriously.
Well, you don't have to finish that.
No.
You have to-go containers. Because there is one more thing. We have the grand finale still.
Oh, good God. What is it? Well, don't tell us.
I won't tell you.
You probably
want to finish your margarita after. Yeah.
Oh, good. So, Doug, are you going to... We got a spicy thing coming.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens, Karen. I know you love the spicy.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Are you not a big spicy guy, Doug?
No.
I love these shrimps.
Yeah, well, we got more of that coming.
Oh, I could eat a shrimp all day.
Mm-hmm.
What if you like really sustained your life just eating like one every hour, and that's what you did for? I wonder what would happen to your diet.
Well, you'd have bad cholesterol, maybe.
Is there a lot of cholesterol in shrimp?
There's some cholesterol in shrimp.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's not the good stuff though. It's in fish.
I don't think so. But it's the wild caught's much better for you, like in general anyway.
Well, that's what you have there.
Yeah, and then the steak, that's fine too. But you know what's great about the steak is it's just still really juicy. You know how sometimes...
Well, we just cooked it for you right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. This is what they brought downstairs. So, you know, there's nothing downstairs, Graham. Did you look down there? There's nothing. There's a fridge.
Yeah, they're in the green room or whatever where there's, like, there's not, like, a kitchen in there.
No, there's no kitchen. Nothing. There's a refrigerator that they don't even need. It's the only thing that's kitcheny about it, and a microwave. But he brought with him... you know, they're not Bunsen burn. What do they call it? It's brought propane.
It's what you would take camping.
Yes. I was like, do you need a plate? He goes, I don't need an outlet. We brought propane. I'm like, what? So there's like a big campfire going on downstairs. A big,
This guy gets it done.
Yeah.
He just said, you know, my wife wanted a restaurant. I figured out how to make it happen.
When I started tattooing 20-something years ago, I was young, but I was always very eager. Not overly eager, like not like I'm irritating anybody with my eagerness. But. So I had this guy tell me, "You are a dynamic man of action." And I was like, he was a teacher. He was like, but he would come in and get tattooed. And I always just go, that's such a cool phrase. I'm like, and so ever since then, I was like, yeah, I just want to get things done, you know.
You're a dynamic man of action.
That's right.
Yeah, you like that one?
You're in a comic book store. We could do a comic about that.
I love that.
Someone once called me a lazy piece of shit. I was like, you know what?
Shut up, Mom.
That sounds all right to me. That's like, I can do that.
And oddly, you're buddies with a comedian, Anthony Jeselnik's a good friend of yours. How did that happen? Did he get tattoos from you? Or?
Yeah, he, I don't know. How he found me, I had a TV show, I think he found me on there, because I do cover-ups on that, and so he came in one day and called one of the guys over, and it was like one of the younger guys, one of my apprentices, and he's talking to Anthony, and we don't know who Anthony is, and he's talking to him, and finally Jeselnik's like, you know what, you need to get me somebody that knows who I am.
Sounds like.
And we didn't understand where it was coming from at first, but now in hindsight, it's like classic Jeselnik. Like walk into a fucking tattoo shop, put the first guy down.
Just start throwing insults
everywhere. And
then
expect a good tattoo after that. But I did. I put a couple tattoos on him.
You're completely covered, right, at this point? I mean,
there's not much left. I've got a few spots left.
Well, you don't do the face. That's not. I always think the face might be just one little bit too much for me.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with you as a tattoo artist.
The next night, but you haven't, unless it's under your beard.
The person that's getting the face tattoo is usually saying there's some sort of statement like I'm done with society or I'm in a gang or I'm with the Aryan Brotherhood or whatever, and this is kind of my statement.
It's pretty crazy, but there's a huge trend for young kids right now.
Really?
This is more in Europe, Sweden and Germany and whatnot, but they're getting full-on cheek and, like, side of the forehead.
Really?
Yeah, it's,
I've seen a lot of face stuff lately.
It's really,
you know.
They're pushing it too far. Right, Karen?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a chef. I mean, you're a chef,
clearly.
But you have a restaurant. And that's normal for chefs to have tattoos. You're like, you're either in a band, you're a chef, or you're a tattoo artist.
That's about it.
And a motorcycle. Yeah, I guess you could be you could be a mechanic.
Colin Quinn said last night on Girls that if you haven't, if you're not a merchant marine and you have tattoos, get the fuck out of my coffee shop.
If you're not a merchant marine.
I think you had one other example. Like, there's only two reasons you should have tattoos. But you know, that's Brooklyn. You know, that's there's a lot of hipster tattooism going on there.
Yes,
it's a bad place to be against it.
Yeah. Well, my shop's in Silver Lake, so we got a fair share.
Yeah, you fit right in. It's perfect.
Yeah. But I've been there longer before the hipster term was coined, I believe.
Sure. I mean, the tattoo shops, like, they're in mini malls all over the place, everywhere. Like, it's just a thing. People need to find one and go get it done.
Is Silver Lake empty this weekend?
You know, it kind of was. I had a friend saying, it's like, this is the best weekend to get brunch anywhere you want in L.A.
Yeah.
Why? Everyone was at
Coachella.
Coachella. Yeah.
If you put on Anthony's tattoo somewhere where he couldn't see it, the tattoo, you should have just changed it. You know, have you ever thought about doing that, putting something different on? And change it to, don't you know who I am? but that would be weird. That's a super unethical thing to, like, give somebody a tattoo that's not what they asked for.
I'm not – it would be. I'm not going to –
good practical joke, though.
I'm not going to discuss Anthony's actual tattoo as he had me sign an NDA 6 pages deep. But I will tell you one story.
What, does he walk around with that shit?
Well, no, he has a guy.
Gets lawyers involved?
His guy follows him with the briefcase.
Oh, listen, my law team, today I'm going to get a tattoo and do some laundry.
Mm-hmm.
We need the paperwork.
I did do a little recon, though, and do you guys remember the Shark Party episode that he had?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I was on that episode.
Okay, so the guy, God bless him, that, you know, passed on to the shark food.
Yeah, a guy got ate by a shark, and then Anthony had a song and dance number with sexy ladies dressed as sharks as a tribute.
Yeah, it's called Shark Party.
And it was it upset people very much. So, people, you know...
They were offended.
It was, I, you know, and this is going to offend them further. Was it Australia or New Zealand?
It was Aussieland?
Yeah, I don't think they like confusing the two at all, so I just made things worse. But point is, you know, a guy gets killed by a shark, like, it's such a random event that, like, it's
and
weird.
Anthony felt he should celebrate on television.
It's just there's so rarely people killed by sharks compared to what we do to the animal world.
Yeah.
So that's
why he did it. It was more of a statement, like, these are majestic, humble creatures.
Like, who, you know, we're not supposed to be in their water.
Yeah.
If you're in there, you're taking your own risk, right, Graham?
Yeah, I'm a surfer, man.
Yeah, you're out there, a shark comes up, you're not like, hey, get out of my water.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what you, anytime you go in the water, I shuffle my feet for stingrays. You're in the ocean.
Fucking stingrays, man.
You have fucking to understand stingrays. That. People are just like, we got to get rid of the sharks. I saw this shark documentary where they're talking about how vital they are to the ecosystem. We need them. And then there was some Australian guy that's like, I'm shark hunting. I'm saving people's lives. It's like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, not saving any lives.
No, you're out of your mind. And they, you know, the other thing is, one of the reasons there have been slightly more shark attacks is because their food source is drying up because the oceans are poisoned. Let's address that.
Yeah.
Let's address that.
That's probably a good thing to go
first. There was a surfer who lost, like, part of his leg who was petitioning Congress to save the sharks. And they, like, everyone was like, well, they bit you. Weren't you? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Is society out of their minds? Like, we got to get revenge on this shark whose job it is to hunt. Like, we got to get rid of the rattlesnakes. Are we killing bees because little Johnny got a bee sting? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And, like, no one understands the vitalness of it.
It's
great
not
chips.
The biggest movement. It's not the biggest movement, though, killing off sharks, is it?
No.
Thank God.
There's a couple of people in Australia that were really...
Yeah. It's like that guy who loses his legs in Batman v Superman and then, wants to sue Superman or whatever it is they try to do to him or charge Superman with a crime. And it's like nobody stops and goes, he just saved all of Earth
all
when
of
that
humanity,
happened.
All of humanity.
He saved humanity.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I have to
fucking selfish, legless bastard.
He really should have sued Zack Snyder.
For Affleck as well.
He did Affleck. So I'm sure that's an easy one. It was the Affleck duck. but what did... Were you going to tell us more about... Why'd you bring up the shark thing in Anthony Jeselnik?
Okay, thank you. Let's go back to that.
when
you think Ben is not anywhere in control of this, he is. Okay, here we go. So what happened was he goes in... And he goes into my tattoo shop, and I'm like, I'm going to fuck with him now. I know him. I did some recon, did some research. And so I find the picture of the guy that died with the shark.
Sure, sure.
And I put it in a frame, and I lit a candle, and I just left it there on my table. And so Anthony comes in. I don't say anything.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And then so we're just talking, discussing his tattoo, this and that. And then he's like, all right, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, all right, I'll be over here. And then I walk away from him, and I see his eye fall down onto the picture. And he did this weird kind of, like, take back. And then he walked slowly into the bathroom. And then when he came out of the bathroom, he didn't mention it. He didn't mention anything. And I said, finally, like, okay, I got to, you know, give up the joke here. And so I'm like, dude, so what's going on? Like, doesn't this... He's like, dude, you have no idea. I thought... You really knew him, and maybe he was your family. That's what my head immediately thought, and my heart just fell in my chest, and it totally threw me off. So, Jeremy Swan 1, Jeselnik 0.
But that also, it's a good story. I mean, I don't think he'd mind people hearing that because, you know, he's a nice guy. Even though the point of the show was to be offensive. It was in the title.
Guy. Yeah. Exactly in the title. Right there at the end of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, I got a good idea for a dish of yours.
Yes, please. Karen.
So, you get those, you get either lobster or the little rock shrimps or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like, at Katsuya, do you ever eat there? Where they have the, it's like in a cream sauce with all the shrimps in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you put it in this sauce you have.
Okay.
And you mix it all up in there.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's a hit.
Just those little rock shrimp mixed into the sauce that's already there?
Yeah, or chopped up lobster or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. What are the price points?
Because it goes so good. Yeah.
Where am I sourcing
good with
it?
The shrimp, and you only get that's what you're saying. Yeah. Like you're only getting a couple on.
No,
one
but
or two
I can see
top,
it all.
So
that'd
enough.
Be so good. Real hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, since you really want more shrimp and you want it hotter, I'm going to be back.
Oh! This man is ready to go. He's got some shrimps he's ready to throw down. That was so good.
I'm done, man. And especially if this round's going to be extra hot, I'm just going to watch you eat it.
You want the rest of this?
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
It's a terrible idea.
I haven't been drinking anything.
For tequila.
And then I didn't think to bring anything to drink at this time of the day.
I'm good. I don't make these kind of horrible decisions like on my own. I don't wander into a bar and start drinking tequila at 1 in the afternoon. But when it's part of a show.
It's good, isn't it?
I feel like, ow.
When a man brings a bucket full of food and there's a cocktail in it, you can't be. That's rude in a lot of cultures.
But it's going to be bad.
These are the nice homemade beans.
This was so, I mean, honestly, like it was good. Lindsay, you liked it, right? Lindsay liked it.
It's Lindsay liked it.
Lindsay's awesome.
What do you, speaking of liking things, what do you, Graham, what's, you know, do you have a favorite movie of the year or the season or recently?
Well, I mean, we're so early into it. We're not getting into anything. But 10 Cloverfield Lane was a blast. I had a lot of fun with that.
I liked that a lot.
You know?
Yeah. Which one was that about?
It's produced by J.J. Abrams, and it's kind of like... The thing that impressed me most about it is that it's PG-13.
Is it an alien movie?
Kinda. It's PG-13, so it's, you know, supposedly okay for kids or whatever. But it's the one of the most intense PG-13s I've ever seen, like in terms of suspense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because usually the suspense is gone when you can't just suddenly cut somebody's leg off or whatever. You know, like when you can't have that R-rated violence. Somehow it makes it less scary.
And the majority of the movie takes place in this bunker, and John Goodman's amazing in it. It's a really fun B movie, and I don't mean B movie in like a derogatory sense. I mean just that style of sort of 70s horror, scary sci-fi thing.
You know, dramas are great. I love a good drama. I love a good documentary, but movies should be fun.
Yeah,
and that's what's wrong with Batman v Superman. If I can drag that through the mud.
Oh God, this movie
It's not fun. It's not. It doesn't have. There's like I think the audience, like because audience will laugh at shit I don't laugh at all the time. But the audience laughed once for the entire movie, and it's like, well, once you take out the laughter, then there's just no humanity. I mean, Heath Ledger's Joker and Bane and the next one, those are dark, scary ass characters, but they still said interesting and funny things.
There's literally, I was literally just watching Dark Knight Rises, and there's a lot of funny, there's little funny jokes in there for the fans, like when he's talking, when Batman is talking to Catwoman. And then he turns to look and then comes back and she's gone. He goes, oh, that's what that feels like. Just little like, oh, yeah, he always does. That's ha-ha. That's like an inside joke for the fans. And there's just
and
that
it's just fun
so
that he
dumb.
Still uses the Batman voice when nobody's around.
Yeah. When the suit's on, he's in the Batman.
That's what that feels like. He should be like, oh, that's what that feels like. No, that's what that feels like. I'm still Batman. In case you were wondering why I have this cowl on. Just in case she disappeared and was, but it's still right behind her.
Right. You know,
that's where she went.
A movie?
You did?
I did, and I loved it. Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard good things about that.
I loved it, but it was funny because it's obviously not a, you know, people aren't getting their legs cut off, but there was one point where me and the lady next to me, who I didn't know, screamed together.
It's the best celebrities' voices coming out of animals movie since Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Benson, everybody. Doug loves movies.
No, the voices were great. Oh my God,
they're pretty good. But that was my least favorite thing about it is just always knowing that that's Christopher Walken and Bill Murray.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like they're really like it's really them. I mean, Bill Murray's better for Baloo than he is for Garfield, but. I mean, Garfield was just sort of like he didn't have anything funny to say.
He was funny, and
Baloo's pretty funny. Yeah, he's got some good lines, and it's just interesting how I mean, it's really well done. Mm-hmm. I just didn't get into it, but it's really well. Like I saw with a bunch of dipshit parents that brought their kids to a 10 o'clock showing, 10 p.m. and the movie's 15, 20 minutes of trailers, and
But all the kids were, I mean, some of them may have been tired, but nobody seemed to be asleep or anxious.
Oh.
You know? And there were tons of, like, four-year-olds, three-year-olds, like, little kids. And it kept their attention the whole time. I mean,
the kid was perfect, I thought.
The kid's really good. The kid that plays Mowgli is the only live-action, you know, character that isn't CG in the whole movie. So, like, it's his first movie he's ever done. And and Jon Favreau, the director, just had to, like, you know, just play with this kid every day. Let's play make-believe, because none of that shit was really
there.
He was
just running around
green
screens.
Sometimes it was people in costumes and shit. I think, you know, Andy Serkis maybe showed up for a little bit of it.
But he
doesn't do the voice of anything, I don't think. Or if he does, it's a small part that I'm just not remembering.
I didn't see his name.
Because all the main characters are the ones we already said, and then Ben Kingsley is Bagheera the Panther, and Shere Khan is Idris Elba.
Idris.
Who is also, he's in Zootopia, and he's in the upcoming Finding Dory. So, like, suddenly he's, like, the go-to deep voice black guy character voice.
I saw Eye in the Sky, which is a really good movie.
Oh, Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see that one.
She plays a British officer, and it takes place in a day, and it's really a movie about drones. There's this terrorist in a house, and they, you know, they're trying to get intel, and do they do a drone strike? And there's kids there, and they're debating it, and you're kind of seeing how modern warfare is played out now from London, you know, Las Vegas. And I think there's literally like three locations. I mean, it was
a thriller.
It's a thriller. And I thought it was going to be, here's what it does. It very, I thought pretty even-handedly gives the drone debate. It sort of shows like the pros and cons of it. Like you have people debating why, you know, why it's good, why we need it and why it's awful. And it's like, you kind of leave there going, huh? You know, like, I see why, you know, and there's just really good supporting cast in it, too. I really like the film. It didn't get a really wide release, but it's worth seeing.
I can't think of the title now, but Ethan Hawke is in a drone movie where he is a drone pilot and he's operating it out of a trailer in Las Vegas or outside of Vegas. And but he's like used to be an actual pilot. And that's what drives him crazy, is he doesn't care about the morality of whether he's killing or not. He just hates that he's just sitting in a trailer operating a joystick and not really sitting in a plane.
Wow.
So he kind of becomes a alcoholic wife beater. And I've said too much. I also have not told you the name of the movie even, so you couldn't check it out if you wanted to. Because who could look up Ethan Hawke on the internet and figure out which movie of his it is?
2 Days After Sunset?
That's not what it's called, but that would be funny if that character went on.
Sunset Drone Marriage? What is it?
They're back.
Wham, bam, grand.
Jeremy's
here. Oh, dude.
With a crazy plate of delicious.
What is this?
Okay, so I gave you more vegetables.
Thank you. You're the best.
That's what you are going to want. But the thing here is the Diablo sauce. So this is our shrimp Diablo.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've had this at your restaurant.
Oh, good.
This shit's spicy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Unless enjoy it, Carrie.
Is it always the same amount of spice?
Well, you know, because everything's made, sometimes
I put crema on mine when I had it at your restaurant.
Oh, you have to dial it down a little?
I had to.
Yeah. We put it in already, but you want to get the cream, and then I'll bring out some
extra. He might need it.
Oh, I don't, you know, I don't mess around with spicy. You know that about me.
Oh, you know what? Then just,
if you put crumb on it.
What do you think? How spicy do you think it is, Graham?
It's not, it's for me, it's sort of the perfect level of spice.
Okay.
I like things kind of spicy. I don't want it so spicy that, like, I can't think.
No,
you know what I mean?
Like, enjoy all the flavor. It's not going
to. Exactly.
Sometimes shit's that spicy, it makes you unable to think.
I can't think, dog. I'm in pain. I'm sweating. I'm having night tremors. I'm having a spice fever dream.
Have a piece. Yeah. And then. And
here's
then
water. And
we got this.
Come on. Eat it.
Let's see if it's what I remember.
It's so good.
And you can actually put a little squeeze of lime on there, and that'll cut the heat.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
attaboy,
good now plan. We're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's get it going here.
Yep, see?
What? This is dialed down to when I had it at your place. It's hot, though.
Yeah, it is dialed down.
It sits with you for a little bit after?
Oh, yeah. This is,
oh, God, this is good.
Here.
So what I'm doing, I'm taking the chips,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going with the sauce and the vegetables.
Yeah, that's and the it's fun fantastic. Thing about, you know, Mexican food too. I mean, I'm serving it, you know, in these different on these different plates and intervals, like we're doing it some sort of fancy way, but it's not like we really do that at the restaurant. Mexican food, you just keep piling it. You mix your beans with your rice, and you get that, and you put it on a chip, or you have a tortilla, and cut up your meat and throw it in there. So it's like it's great food, kind of singularly by itself, or you just put it all on a plate like nachos, and it's amazing.
And you give good portions at your restaurant too. It's not like you're jipping anyone.
Yeah, it's no. There's good portions. The burritos are huge, and you know, people usually say they're two meals.
Oh yeah, these are like this dish here. You put a bunch of shrimp on top.
It's, yeah, we do. And that
what
dish
do you think?
Does come with beans and rice. Yeah, what do you think?
Doug? I got I ate the first one. It wasn't bad. And now, but now I'm like, yeah, like you were saying, after you're done eating it, it's in your stomach. You still have kind of a spiciness, but it's not.
No, it's
kind of almost perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You want it spicier, or you say it was spicier
it was
before?
More, it last was time spicier. I had it, like I honestly couldn't. It was hard for me. To
I mean,
eat
I'm going nuts with the lime juice to tape it down a little.
And I was like, whoa, this is hotter than I remember it. So we followed up on everything and made sure all the portions were right.
Oh, because this is...
So this is what you get now.
Oh, yeah. This is like perfect
it's
now.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Yeah, I do like that aspect of Mexican food, how you always can just put a chip in or a rice and a bean and a thing.
Why do you think Taco Bell has an endless menu? They make shit up all the time and just rename it.
Right.
Yeah, this thing now with a taco with cheese that's gooey in it on the outer side, it's
same
so
five
weird.
Ingredients. They just rebranded and they have a chalupa.
You all probably never eat fast food, huh?
No. That's another reason why we opened up the restaurant, because we're like, where can we go where we feel comfortable eating quality ingredients, non-GMO, grass-fed, all that, you know, modern-day hippie shit. And
so where do you source all this stuff? Since you have very specific, you know, restrictions, I guess you could say, or on, since you want non-GMO, you want organic, so where do you go get all this stuff from?
For example, when we were even trying to get corn tortillas, corn is one of like the biggest GMO tofu and corn. Like that's the highest GMO thing. And so my wife was calling corn farms like all over the United States trying to find which ones didn't do it. And she
hello, corn farm.
Do you
listen,
GMO?
You don't know me, but I'm very cool.
I'm going to do some shit with your corn.
I'm calling to take your corn to another level.
So, yeah, we called, got it, finally found a place, found out which tortilleria in Los Angeles.
Oh, tortilleria!
sourced theirs from them, and unknowingly they were getting corn that was non-GMO. But, yeah, we had to do that kind of snoop work.
But you did it, though.
We did it.
And it's not – and what is the – I mean, obviously you don't get any specific numbers, but what is the sort of price difference in terms of that?
It's astronomical.
Right.
Yeah. It's really
thank you,
expensive.
Monsanto.
Yeah. If you want to eat healthy, we pay – I mean, for our proteins alone, I guarantee you we're paying – if not – like where chicken would be like $2 a pound for somebody else, we're paying over $6.
Jesus.
Yeah, but we have to keep our quality of what we want.
It's so ridiculous that this country, that the healthiest version is the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is just preposterous.
Well, you can't feed the numbers unless you figure out a way to make the food fatter quicker. And
but I will say that your price, it doesn't seem exorbitant. It's not like you're going, well, I want to have...
Well, thank you, because a lot of people say the opposite.
Well, no, I mean, it's not like you're going to, you know, your run-of-the-mill sort of... Mexican restaurant that we all love and grew up on.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're going, like, you know, you're getting super good food and it's a couple of bucks more.
Yeah. I'd pay that.
Yeah.
This place is, all the food's been
and also it
terrific.
Looks, it's nice in there. It's like, it's really pretty in there. It's,
I've got like family pictures.
You dare say romantic? Life. Oh,
it is.
Family
it's
pictures?
Very romantic.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, we've had my landlord that I rent the building from, when we first finished it, we have all this Catholic art in there and then old family pictures, but a lot of Mother Mary and Frida and these types of things. And my landlord walks in like the first day or two we opened up, which was about 4 years ago now. And he's like, why does it look like a church in here? You know, I was like, I want to feel like I can eat, not feel like I'm being guilted to, you know, confess here. Like, you don't get it, Oscar. This is him.
They never do. People name Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't get it. Well, this has been.
Has this been the
incredible?
Most so no.
The most?
It's been the most, but it's been the biggest portions.
This is great.
Oh, yeah. It's tons of food. It's not a competition.
No, it's not a competition.
But it is impressive.
I just always say, where were the most full? And this time, we sort of monitored it because we saw what was coming. So we
did. I was terrible at monitoring it. My chips basket is empty. That was ridiculous. But, yeah, but I'm definitely going to come see you out there and eat this stuff again. I'm hooked.
Appreciate it, Doug. Well,
I'm in.
You've perfected this Diablo.
Thank you.
I would get this every time I go in there, maybe.
I want to reiterate, though, I'm not a chef. I'm more of a curator, but I'm not even a real curator.
But you're also a good talker. A lot of chefs come in here and they don't want to say more than
I'm like a
ingredient name.
I'm just like doing the face while the real people are out to war, fighting the battle.
When you say, sells a veil day.
Well,
you're the get her done dude. You made it happen.
That's me.
And,
Happy
appreciate
happy
it.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's what's right. All the...
I love you, baby.
What's all the stuff they need to know, the listeners?
I do want to say, yeah, exactly. This is... All this food you're eating has been the labor, the hard labor and love of my wife, Vanessa Swan, who was raised by her grandmother and taught her everything. And so she worked so hard on all these recipes, and she's done an amazing job running that restaurant, so... I love you, baby.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice. And the what's all the social media? Like, what's the website? Mecorazon.com?
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. It's me-corazon restaurant.net.
Oh, boy. Well,
and then,
rewind it.
I just put mecorazon in Google.
Yeah,
came
you
right
just,
up.
You
oh, yeah,
you
Google
can
it.
Find
yeah.
any restaurant on Yelp if you just mecorazon, which is my heart. Which is
in Glendale.
Source of the yeah. kitchen.
In Glendale, it's in Kenneth Village, it's called.
Don't go to the Heart Restaurant in Glendale, though. That place is...
Those weird chicken hearts.
Ew.
It's not good.
No.
Especially you, Graham, don't go.
But if anybody's also been up to the Brand Park Library at the top of the hill,
yeah.
it's amazing up there. It's beautiful. There's like hiking and everything. And it makes a good brunch. Go up there, hike, come down,
go
get your mimosas.
And see the library.
The library's beautiful.
They refurbished the library, which is gorgeous, remodeled.
And you can check out a butt ton of CDs up there.
But you can never leave.
It's art up there.
Oh,
it's all art. But also,
you can check it out.
But you have an Instagram.
I do.
And it's just me, Corazon?
Yes, it's actually me-corazon rest... I forgot what it is. I have like three different...
How are we going to plug
so
I'm going to do this right now.
When you find one of them, it leads you to all the others, you know? Yeah. Everybody's got the different addresses and all
I say
spots.
You just take a drive up to this little neighborhood we live in. Like you said, there's Brand Park with the library up there, the doctor's house you can tour. Take the kids up and there's like
Koi Pond, too.
The Koi Pond.
Oh,
and,
this sounds amazing.
And, yeah, we live in a really interesting little neighborhood. I swear no one knows about it. It's just so weird. But
the drummer from Pavement just moved up.
I don't know why you wanted to get all crowded in there. I don't know why you keep talking about it.
Because I want people to go to his restaurant.
Well, to the restaurant. But you don't have to talk up the neighborhood
is,
so much. Sounds nice.
No, because they want to go there for the day. It's a little bit out of their way, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a destination.
Day trip. Yeah. I like it.
And, or
really
if you're
going
to go to the Alex Theater on Wednesday, come by.
Yeah.
Before,
get a little koi pond.
Definitely.
Then some Mexican food.
Great, Doug? My grandfather was an usher at the Alex Theater back in the day. So maybe I could be an usher for your show. Maybe I could put on a tux and you guys need an usher? Can I relive my grandfather's sweet
days? If that's an important fantasy to you, then we'll take cheap labor.
Doug's make a wish.
Have you
I
ever
guess.
Had ushers at your event?
Well, that's the thing. As the comedian or performer on stage, I'm not really involved with getting the usher team together
so
in the
like,
theater.
You're not like Beyonce crazy, or you?
No, yeah, I don't hire the ushers like Beyonce does.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting premise. You're not
just
busy Wednesday night?
I'm never too busy.
Because if I say it's like a make-a-wish thing, like this guy, it's been his dream to usher
my grandfather
Alex.
Was an usher there. I got videos. So anyway, mecorazon_restaurant. That's our Instagram.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for all of this. It's been,
yay, that was
been
awesome.
An amazing
thank
meal.
You, Vanessa.
And a lovely chat. And Graham, what do you got to plug?
I will be headlining in Portland, Oregon, one night only at the Helium Comedy Club, May 12th. And then, of course, I'm headlining the Irvine Improv Sunday, May 22nd. And then my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds. So just go to grahamelwood.com. You can get my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that business.
You don't need to pull something out and look it up like somebody else.
I'm suddenly like, I'm really bad at this stuff. I'm good at the talking, but when it comes to like,
I can't cook, but I can plug. You know what I mean? I can promote the shit out of something. I just couldn't make a sauce.
My Instagram is Mr. underscore Swan. It's micorazon.com. I still can't even do it.
Oh, for the love of
But God. You should remind me, like, maybe we can get Helium to put, I'm doing three shows at Portland Helium this next weekend. This weekend, I should say. April 22, 23, 24. Two of which are sold out. Tickets are still available for Friday, the 22nd, 5-hour happy hour show at Helium in Portland. It's a gas. But here's the thing.
That was so like, but that was like a baseball announcer. Like, that was like, this.
Swing and a miss. But we can put a ticket, a pair of tickets for your show in my prize bag on Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, yeah.
And give it a nice, another bump, you know?
That'd be awesome. I appreciate that, dude.
Remind me to do that.
Okay. So you're up in Portland this weekend?
What do you got for the prize bag? Some, do you want to pour some salsa in there?
I don't know. It just sounded funny to say.
One free.
I want to put something in your prize bag.
Your prize, but
I can't. I say that all the time.
No, we can do a tattoo.
Oh,
your certificate,
what?
In your prize bag.
Oh, I like that.
Oh,
I wear a few hats.
What's the? I mean, it would just be a discount, wouldn't it? You're not going to give out a free tattoo. That's a lot of work, or does it depend on the size?
Well, I'll just pass it.
Like
off
if it's just a dot, that's easy to get free.
Yeah.
Pass it off to an intern. Yeah. Hey, the new guy is going to take a needle to your back.
Like $80
he just started yesterday.
They can get one of those little Pinterest tattoos with a feather that breaks off into birds or something like that.
Really?
How about you should do some sort of discount for the restaurant.
Hey, you are good at this promoting thing. Graham's in the wrong line of work here.
Hey.
Comedy, surfing.
Hey. Come on.
I just got a flashbulb gun on my head.
Let's think of a thing. Like if people come in and say dining with Doug and Karen, because people aren't going to say it unless they listen to the show. If they come in, they get some sort of
deal. They get extra chips.
Ooh, I like
second
that.
Basket
like
on the house.
Extra chips.
Yes. Extra chips if you mention dining with Doug and Karen.
Okay.
Anderson.
No charge on the second.
I love it.
Do you have anything to plug, Karen?
I'll throw the habanero cream salsa in there right now.
Oh, boy, dude.
You just tell him. You just tell him Karen sent you.
Yeah. And Doug. I have a show coming on in June for VH1 Pop Capsule. VH1's Pop Capsule. So I just been doing a pilot. We just did like the test show, and then there's going to be some episodes that come June and July.
Nice.
What happens on that show?
It's like a panel show, sort of. It's a panel, but they like earnestly talk about pop culture, about what could go in the capsule if there's like, let's say, an apocalypse the next day. And but there's it's also funny.
So, earnest and funny?
Yeah,
and
but it's not funny. Like funny for it's not like Chelsea. It's not like you're only there to make a joke. You're also there to talk about it.
So you're going to call our agents for this show? Like, well, how are Graham and I going to get
you'll work it out? You'll be hearing from me.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I like it. I like the fact that I have an agent.
And I can usher that one as well?
Yes.
I can usher.
Okay, call Graham's agent.
A lot of work.
Yeah, you can usher that.
Yeah. He loves ushering.
Yeah, our people will be in touch with your people. Let's put it to you that way.
I love
it. We only need one comic a show, though.
So
but you guys are all pop, so it'll be perfect.
Yeah, we're the perfect pop.
I can pop the shit out of something.
Can't stop.
Lucky lady. All right, well, anyway.
That's what I say to my girlfriend. I'm going to pop the shit out of you.
That's how I get through.
She's sitting right there, Graham.
Oh, shit. She's here? Damn it. I didn't know she was here. She's so quiet.
Thank you, Lindsay, for being here.
Thanks,
and
Lindsay.
Aristotle for recording the show. And I'm DouglasMovies.com is the home for all of my dates and deets and links. And what's the most important thing? I guess tomorrow night, because we're going to put this up today, you think? Probably. So tomorrow night, my annual 419.
420
is tomorrow. Oh. Graham, the non-pot smoker, thinks tomorrow's 420.
Stupid.
Today's the 18th. Tomorrow's the 19th. And I'm doing my annual, which you've been on a bunch of times, a countdown to 420 show at Cobb's in San Francisco. So show starts at 10:30, and then at midnight we count down to 420.
So
and then
much
we
fun.
All go outside and smoke weed.
It is the most ridiculous like Eve holiday that is the most fun. I don't smoke pot. I've done it several years. It's a countdown that Pot smokers count to 10 and smoke weed. It's the only San Francisco could do this. It's so great.
I knew somebody up there too, and they woke up at 4:20 in the morning, just to make sure they could smoke it then, and at the 4:20 p.m.
Right, yeah. You can, you know.
What is it? Get you higher,
break your whole life up into 12-hour segments.
It's the thing.
I just eat one shrimp per hour.
Yeah. Are you going to Eugene? Is that?
No, they finally stopped the annual 421 show in Eugene. It's just, it all ended up being like scheduling and stuff. But I'm thinking about, you know, either doing a show there some other time, you know, because Eugene.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's not just only open that one day or whatever.
But the whole town is closed.
I think it might route better next year to do it again. So I'll let you know if I do, because we'll go out there and do
that. That was fun. Yeah, it's always fun.
It's always fun. All right. For everybody that's here today after this wonderful meal, let's thank our Lord and Savior.
Oh, God. I'll be in Vegas this week.
I was about to finish. And the devil. I think we thank the devil. We thank El Diablo.
For the sauce.
For the food from Mi Corazon. Mi Corazon Caliente! And that's it for now. We'll hope to do another episode, too. Bon appetit, motherfuckers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie's dog and mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.